The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Something we talked about yesterday that elicited a huge response was this report, a smartphone report from the Ombudsman for Children office. And what it suggested was, I think kind of surprisingly to lots of people, myself included, that an outright ban on smartphones in schools might not be a good idea. Eric Nelligan is a teacher and principal in Limerick. He's Aintu's education spokesperson. I spoke to him about this yesterday and I asked him why he was not in favour, much like this report, of an outright ban of phones in schools.
As a teacher, use it in class if they want to go and research something, because nowadays, with the new use of CBAs coming through, with the new continuous assessment coming through and the Leaving Cert, so much more now is assessment-based and project-based. The students need to be able to access up-to-date information very, very quick, because that's what it's about now. We have less contact times in class now to teach. So teachers need to get more done in less time, so to speak, and having access to phones and making things digitalized, graphics, communication methods, it all enhances learning, because that is the way the teaching culture is going. As much as people, and like I'm in my 40s, as much as people might hark back to what education was like when we were in school, we have to be cognizant that the Department of Education is pushing education in a certain way. And so teachers need to be able to react to that. So having access to a device in class is necessary at times.
But is that an argument not in favour of some sort of device short of a phone, a device where the school or the teacher controls what other applications are available on it? I mean, because the phone in the pocket, yes, right, it might kind of suit whatever lesson is being held, that the children can quickly access information or look something up. But the phone also has access to Snapchat and everything else.
Yeah, it does. And that's why accessing the phone is generally done under the direction and the supervision of a teacher for a specific period of time when it was needed.
So that was Eric Nelligan speaking to us yesterday. We also spoke to Richard Hogan. Richard, of course, is a psychotherapist. He's the author of Home is Where the Start Is. And I put it to him that there's a school of thought that, you know, continuous assessment, and this is what Eric brought up as well, is part of the reasons phones should be in school. And this is what Richard had to say.
The idea of supervising the class with 25, 30 students on their phone, they're going to be on their Snapchat, they're going to be on TikTok. And in my experience working in schools, they'll be on pornography. And there'll be a lot of things going on there with their phone that will not be helpful. And so the idea that they need to stay connected all the time to the Snapchat, it's dystopian to me. Children need to learn in an environment that's healthy. We're talking about, like, you know, yes, digital literacy is massively important. That's teaching children how to live with these phones in their lives. But the idea that the phone should be present, there should be other pathways to technological integration with education. No one's talking about going back to the 80s, Eric. I mean, that's not what we're talking about at all. But we're talking about giving our children a space that's free from all the harms of technology, where they can learn and chat and concentrate. The idea that the phone is an important part of that is absolutely just wrong. It is absolutely wrong. Yes, there are other devices that they can use to learn with, but not the phone, because the phone is just endless internet access. It's not helpful, and it disrupts concentration, it disrupts learning, it disrupts connection. It's no place in the school. And the idea of a blanket ban, I think, helps parents, because it's not this nuanced approach where one child can have it, another child doesn't have it. It's actually just giving parents a little bit of a help here, because it allows them to have one rule that suits all, you know, and that's the way to manage this thing.
So that's what Richard Hogan had to say. Now, in front of that conversation, like I say, huge amounts of people got in touch, including Fionn McWeeny. Fionn is a member of the youth advisory group in the Ombudsman for Children's office, and he helped in an advisory role with this smartphone ban report. Now, I caught up with Fionn a little bit earlier, and I should say, Fionn is only a young lad. He's only not even in transition year, he told me. He's in junior cert. He's in third year. So he is a lovely young fella and really well spoken, and it takes a degree of bravery to go on national radio and talk about these issues. But he did, and I caught up with him before we came on air. So here he is talking specifically about phone pouches, why he thinks they don't work, especially when it comes to trying to tackle mental health.
We discussed the phone ban, as it affects our lives first before anybody else, and we're the people that experience this ban. We're the people that are living this every single day. And we realised that, first of all, phone bans do not work, that I know in my school personally, we do not have pouches, but I know in schools around me, especially like almost every school around me has these foam pouches, and they're a great bill of money, but at the end of the day, they do not work. I've seen people get around them in minutes in within the first day, and they don't work. And when we talk about foam bands, we're also talking about the issue that could have been mental health or bullying. And in our report from the OCO's office, we discovered that the foam band does not appropriately address that need, does not appropriately address that issue, and that we need to go further and have more specialized resources addressing the issues rather than a blanket foam band as, you know, our savior. It's not going to work.
So that was Fionn talking about, you know, the foam pouches and mental health problems. I also put it to him the point that, you know, Richard Hogan had made, that phones are just seen as a distraction in the classroom, that there's always the temptation to look under the desk, take the phone out and scroll through Snapchat.
The issue that phones is being used in every single classroom is not true. It's not true. And in the OCO's report, we covered that where phones are being used, it's for the issues of like trying to get money so they can eat, so they're able to contact their parents after school if something needs that, if they need to get picked up on the bus commitments. These are all things that we need to talk about, because I don't believe, and this is a personal opinion, but I don't believe that phones within the classroom are causing such a big distraction, people think. I know that in my school, before the phone ban was here, and you know, you could look at your phone, I don't think I ever saw one face of someone in the class looking at their phone. I think it's widely exaggerated figure.
So that was Fionn on the distraction in class. The final point I put to him was that by having access to phones in schools, and I guess this probably applies to groups of young lads more than anyone else, that they'd be using it to view inappropriate adult content.
You're looking at that as something that that's why we need to ban the phones. I think it's absolutely absurd. And in the OCO report, it doesn't actually mention pornography. But as a personal view of mine, I'm in junior cert now. I spent 3 years in secondary school. Right? I've never heard one case in this school of anybody watching pornography, doing anything like that within the school. And I think that if teenagers especially are accessing pornography, they're accessing at home anyway. You know, you can't address that without looking at a broader issue. But when people look at that and say, this is why we need to ban phones because it's distracting, or people are looking at pornography within schools, I think it's completely kind of, it's under exaggeration fact or even a fabricated fact. Personally, I've never heard a case of that in my life.
That was Fionn McWeeny chatting to me a little bit earlier. Fionn's a member of the Youth Advisory Group in the Ombudsman for Children's Office, and he helped with that smartphone ban report. And I really want to thank Fionn for getting in touch with us and having a chat with me earlier. Lots of people will, I'm sure, disagree with him. They'll be in favour of a smartphone ban in schools. Others will agree. I will say this with certainty. I certainly wasn't that coherent as a 15-year-old. So fair play to Fionn, and thanks a million again for chatting to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.